Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here it comes. Torres takes a call. Third strike over the outside edge. He is shaking his head as he goes back to the dugout, but he did not complain. It was a borderline pitch.
One of six outs recorded from Chris Bubich the other night in the Bronx.
He was fantastic.
He was incredible. He's been great out of the bullpen since he has had that role. Remember, this is still technically a rehab season for Chris Bubich.
Hell, man. He's pitching in the postseason.
That's right.
Season's
that's
on.
Right. And no question. Of course, that was Ryan Lefevre on the call. You can hear the Royals tonight on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. First pitch, 6:08. Out at Kauffman Stadium, Vern's on deck show at 5 o'clock this afternoon. CDOT will be broadcasting live outside of Gate D at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So if you want to stop by, if you're planning to go to the game, swing by there, say hello. I know he's got some special people stopping by throughout his show today as well. We'll have Vern join us here in about an hour and a half as we're getting set for Royals playoff baseball in Kansas City for the first time since 2015.
Because we know we've got a lot of new fans here over on the FM signal. Please let us know. Alex and I are both going to be at the game. I'd like to stop by and meet some fans on my way into the
stadium. Cody wants a free beer at a tailgate, okay?
I didn't say I'm not supposed to drink a lot before I work or anything, but I'd like to stop by and say hi to people.
Keyword a lot.
I like to get to know people a lot. Well,
if you're offering, he's not going to deny one.
Well, I mean, I take a sip. I'm not like a prude or anything. But I also like morally, it's more about just meeting some people that we haven't had a chance to meet. Mm-hmm. Our show tries to get out there. We try to be amongst the people. Tell me where you're going to be tailgating today, and I'll try to pop by my way into the stadium. Let me know at 913-586-7965.
That phone number is also where you can call or text. Yes. What is the biggest decision you guys think led to the Royals getting to this point? I'm talking organizationally, not literally how, like, in the last week or so they got to that. I'm talking
not like they called Ursa again for the ninth.
I am saying, how did this organization get to a point where they could bounce back from a 56-win season to where they are now, which is in the driver's seat of an American League divisional series that's knotted up with two home games at Kauffman Stadium? I want to hear from you guys, because I think if we start broadly, the answer is, well, J.J. Piccolo is the general manager of this team, and that is not
just
a shot.
Hiring J.J. Piccolo.
Yeah,
huh?
And that's not a shot at Dayton Moore. We all know what he accomplished in this city. My goodness, he won a World Series. He brought us some unbelievable moments in this city, and he will be forever remembered for that. He's done amazing things, still continues to do amazing things in this community. But with where baseball is at now, I think the single biggest decision is that J.J. Piccolo is the general manager in a different approach, a different way of looking at things. J.J. Piccolo's hire then leads to the hire of Matt Quatrero in a different approach. It leads to John Sherman's belief to spend a little bit of money because he believes in the vision of the organization. So that's the broad answer. And then we can narrow it down if you want, text line, or you can call us, individual moves, sure, that took place along the way.
So If you open it up to anything, the hiring of J.J. Piccolo is arguable as a massive impact for it. Somebody could just say it's drafting Bobby Witt Jr. I see that over in the text line, 816. Here's my answer. Retaining Salvador Perez. I know that the trade of Cole Reagans has probably equaled more wins on paper. I'm sure the signing of Seth Lugo has equaled more wins on paper. All of those things. I do not think that this is a postseason team without making sure Salvador Perez is still here. Not trading Salvador Perez for me is the single biggest move they made in helping this team go from 56 wins to being in the postseason. He is far too important to this organization, far too important to this franchise, and he's had a great season. So he's actually, he's contributed in a big way to the way that they win. He's played 150 plus games this year, almost 100 of which was at catcher. He was there to play first base when Vinny went down, all of those things, the leadership, everything in between. I know Reagans and Lugo, you could say, would they have made the postseason if they didn't make the bullpen trade deadline deals for Urseg or others? Maybe not. But I think Salvador Perez, you made me rank it out as the single biggest one.
If we're going to go individual players, I mean, at this point in time, how is the answer not just the fact that ultimately they drafted and developed talent that has led to a guy that's going to finish second in MVP voting, that is going to win an MVP someday, that will put his team on his back? And I understand he's 0 for 5 the last couple of nights, but I fully expect Bobby Witt Jr. this evening to step up in a big way offensively in addition to his defense. And I think he will. And so that, if we're going specific moves, I actually think that's the first one that comes to mind. I understand what Lugo and Reagan's moves have meant, of course, but without Bobby Wood Jr., this team is simply not in the postseason. Just not. Period. You can't take away those numbers, those RBIs, the stolen bases,
so
the pressure.
So just simply the drafting about, or just retaining him. I mean, just giving him the extension.
He was never going to, even if they didn't get a deal done, he was never not going to be on the team this year.
Yes.
But drafting Bobby Wood Jr., how many times have we talked about mainly pitching,
developing
players, period. They were able to evaluate talent. Seems so obvious, like, well, duh, of course you should have drafted him. But we see all the time in baseball guys get drafted in incorrect order and misdrafted all the time. So that would be the particular move. And that was under Dayton Moore, obviously, as well. That's what I'm saying. I think
his fingerprints are still in some small places. I saw somebody be like, you got to give all this credit to him. Like, I don't have to give a ton of credit to Dayton because he definitely has, because he was the GM just a few years ago, some parts of this team, including drafting and signing and extending multiple times Salvador Perez. So it's not like Dayton has no impact. He obviously was the GM of record when they went and took Bobby Wood Jr. This goes down to I don't know who the person was banging the table. Nobody needed to bang the table. Everybody knew. I could have drafted Bobby Wood Jr., right, in a lot of ways, but they did it and they developed
it. That's what I'm saying. What you just said there is where I was like, I know people will say it's so simple, but how many times have we seen the Royals organization draft the wrong guy?
Too many times.
You know, so
I'm sure the Orioles, who had the number one overall pick, thought that Adley Rutschman was the sure thing. It's not like he's not a big leaguer or a very good player, but if they could reverse engineer that thing, they'd take Bobby Witt Jr., that's for sure. It was actually, because we go back to the decision, you and I defended it at the time, and I think at the time we were accused of it because we had a relationship with J.J. Piccolo, but at the time I'm like, they're different people. I do not think of work the same way that my boss thinks of work. We do not have the same ideas, approach everything in the same way. J.J. was willing to take a modern approach to this team. I don't know how many times Dayton Moore looked me in the face and said, we should be more transactional, but that he knew that that was a difficult thing for him to do because of the personal relationships he had built and knew he liked. It was hard for him to get past, even if he knew it was something he needed to do. JJ's been willing to make that move.
Yeah, that's why it's the first dance. I'm curious what you guys are thinking. 913-586-7965. Let's go out to Tyler. Tyler, you're on Cody and Gold.
Yeah, I do think it's because of JJ. I understand your take, Gold, on Bobby, which obviously he was a great, you know, draft choice. He's been great this year. But I think it's honestly the pitching staff that he has assembled. I think that's been really, other than Bobby, you know, the starting pitching staff has been pretty consistent all year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what we all see what playoff Aaron Judge is like, which works out in our favor. Bobby didn't have a great series in New York. We don't want that to happen with Bobby, obviously. But it goes back to pitching. You know, my granddad always said good pitching stops good hitting. And the pitching staff that JJ has assembled, and also to your point of being more transitional, getting trades like Lucas Erceg. I really feel like that Erceg trade was a big boost, because before the All-Star break, we weren't getting a lot of strikeouts in our bullpen. That was our biggest issue, was the lack of strikeouts. Erceg comes in and really just kind of motivates. I feel like our bullpen, look at Chris Bubich. Yeah, so I really feel like it was JJ. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it. That's Tyler here, 913-586-7965. We'll continue to take some of your calls there.
I mean, there's no doubt.
And I mean, as far as individual moves this year, I mean, yeah, Lucas Erceg, not even close. I mean, it's one.
Honestly, if you for tire count here,
yeah. I mean, but with where this team was at, as far as a trade deadline move, you can make a strong case. Lucas Erceg is the best trade deadline move of any team in baseball, based off of now knowing where they're at in the postseason. I know there were other big Jazz Chisholm, who we've been talking about, was a nice acquisition for the Yankees. But I think knowing where this bullpen was at, I mean, think about it. If Erceg is not on this team, I know other guys have since stepped up.
I honestly think they don't make the postseason.
Chris Bubich would be closing. Okay. But Lucas Erceg allowed them to set up the bullpen to where it is at now.
Chris Bubich wasn't even pitching back-to-back games until mid-September. He couldn't have been the closer for this team the whole way. I mean, simply put, if they don't get Lucas Erceg at the deadline, they still don't make the playoffs.
So I'm saying, I think it's the biggest trade deadline move of any team made this year.
Probably. Yeah. I'm not looking at them all on paper. Odds are, yes, that there's no one who had one that was more impactful than that. I think Lugo's probably the answer for like any move this year. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can go back. Obviously, it's years and years and years worth of, you know, like we talked about with Salvi or Reagan's trade or all these other ones that make these massive impacts for why the team is here. It is J.J. Piccolo hitting on like 9 of the last 11 moves he's made, 10 of the last 13. He's whatever it is. Mm-hmm. His hit rate right now is incredibly high, like Brett Veach level hot of every move I make seemingly works out. I mean, what the few that didn't work were, I guess, Hunter Harvey.
Yeah, and he's
like
still
even
under Garrett team
Hampson, people who didn't like. He's had a nice game.
Hunter Harvey, we'll find out next year. I mean, it's not he wasn't a half season rental. You know, he didn't help this team this year, but Hunter Harvey will be in the bullpen for this team next year.
Someone said, what about Sherman for spending money?
Sure.
Yeah. That might apply there as well.
913-586-7965. James in KCK, it looks like you're on with Cody and Gold.
Oh, yeah. My number one thing, the big thing that you brought up, Jazz Chisholm, and I remembered this as you brought him up, I was complaining to my sisters about how stupid this guy must have been to, like, say crap like how we are quote-unquote we got lucky, as if there's no effort involved in baseball like that. Because like you said, I would think that going to the replay booth when you're obviously out and getting called safe anyway, that's pretty goddamn lucky. I'd say that's pretty lucky. And you're going to the stadium that's right next to the NFL stadium that looms large when you're going to go there for an away game. Like, that is the worst NFL stadium to have to play an away game into because of the crowd noise. And you think next door that crowd's going to be any different in the postseason after how hungry they've been for a postseason? And then not only like that, you light a fire under all of them by insulting their team after losing, and now you're going on a home road stretch. Honestly, I think after that, series might not even go back to New York. The only problem is, like we said, Bobby really hasn't had a great like postseason. It's like superstar shortstops, for whatever reason, just haven't had whatever has been going for him put out. Gunnar Henderson in the wild card series, he played like crap.
Thanks for the call, James. 913-586-7965. I do think the thing with Bobby Wood Jr. So, yeah, the last two games, 0-for-5. Nobody's disputing that. It's a fact.
So 0 for his last 10.
0 for his last 10. First time in his career he's gone back-to-back games 0-for-5. I still think, though, the notion that he's had a bad postseason is still eliminating the fact that in his first two postseason games, he came up with game-winning hits. What would ultimately be the game-winning hit in one of them. You know what I mean? Like, so I hear you. Like, nobody's saying that the last 10 at-bats have not been good. Not worried about him tonight, and especially since we saw him come through in Baltimore. Now, if he was...
He's also been a better hitter at home this year.
He has.
Pretty significantly better.
You know, and of course, off the offensive stuff, look on the defensive side. The double play, we played the call of it earlier.
I get it.
The glove has still been incredible.
If you looked at his postseason stats, because he's 0 for his last 10, he's hitting 158 with a 316 OPS. So, like, the numbers themselves in four games. But if he goes 3-for-5 tonight, his OPS is going to be 800.
I know. Yeah.
Like, it's the same as caring about what a player does statistically. Like, if you look at the box score in the first five games of the regular season. No, he's had two game-winning hits, and he's played really good defense. In his first two games, he went 3-of-10. You'd take him hitting 300 in the postseason most of the time. He has been cold each of the last two games, and that has certainly been a factor. But, yeah, I'm not. By no means am I here panicked about it at the moment.
Let's get one more call in here, 913-586-7965. We were asking the question, what's the single biggest decision you think the Royals made to get to where they are now as an organization? Jason in Gardner, you're on Cody and Gold.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, man.
I think, hands down, without question, the key that has turned this entire machine around was them extending Bobby Witt and giving him the contract they gave him. Because that, to me, proved to these other pitchers and all these other players that were willing to come to Kansas City, these guys are for real. Maybe this is an end game for me. You know, I would not be surprised one bit if they don't extend Ursaag in the offseason, if they don't extend Cole in the offseason. You know, I think that makes a big difference, man. I mean, for the first time in the history of the Royals, we've got a six-figure deal, you know, if it's sure. of this caliber, going to a player that, I quite honestly, deserved it. And I think that's really, you know, that has a lot to do with it. I think the ownership proving that they want to be a winning program, that makes a big deal. Because, you know, if I'm a veteran, I don't want to end my career in an area where, you know, I want to go out with a bang. I don't want to end with a team that doesn't care if they win or not. So.
Thanks for the call, Jason. Jason and Gardner, 913-586-7965.
Lucas Ursaag. They got years and years and years of control on him.
He's still pre-arbitration. Yeah,
for the next 2 years, he's pre-arbitration.
Yeah, so no, that don't have to do. I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, I mean, I think it could cause things. I will say, though, you mentioned, hey, maybe the other moves led to Bobby's extension. Yeah, I think it was more that. I think it was more that the Royals going out and getting Seth Lugo. For example, Michael Wacha probably gave Bobby more confidence than it was. Like, Bobby's extension, remember, came in February. They had already signed Seth Lugo. They had already signed Michael Wacha, if I'm not mistaken, prior to that extension. So it was more those moves proved to Bobby, I think, more than it was Bobby signing had anything to do with Lugo signing in Kansas City. Now, do I think Bobby Wood Jr., who's one of the most exciting players to watch in all of baseball, do I think as we move forward that him being on this team is going to lead to other players maybe? If the money's right, ultimately, right, that's what still is going to matter from 90% of guys out there. If the money's right or close and they have an opportunity to play with Bobby, and especially if this team goes on a run this year, yeah, I think there's a small fraction that it can help in free agency going forward with other players. But ultimately, we know, especially in baseball, when you wait so long to get your big payday as a free agent and have the opportunity to be free, money is going to be 90% of the equation, I would argue.
This is why the Lucas Ursaag deal is such a good deal. And people were like, well, I don't know how much you're giving up for Lucas Ursaag. He is not a free agent until 2029.
Yeah.
They have five more years because baseball's nuts. If it takes you a while to get to the big leagues, they just control your entire career. They don't ever have to pay you. They can, but they don't have to. He doesn't get arbitration raises for two more seasons. He just has to make, you know, eight. I mean, look, I'm sure most people would take $800,000 a year, but he's certainly not being paid based on his value, not his current value, to the Royals organization, to the Royals team. Now, they've been willing to pay teams or pay players early and just lock them up, but still. Like, I mean, that's what made that trade so spectacular at the time.
We'll get to the Chiefs Red half hour here in about 8 minutes or so. Appreciate your guys' call. Reminder, Josh Vernier going to join us at 12:30 today as we continue to get set for the Royals and Yankees Game 3 ALDS a little bit later on today out at Kauffman Stadium. You mentioned the tailgate and like, hey, let us know where you guys are going to be. A few people did text in, by the way. We appreciate that. I'm curious. It's not a Chiefs tailgate. I get it. It's half the people. I mean, one stadium is holding 73,000 plus. You know, this one is holding, you know, 37,000 plus out there. But is this one where do you get the sense because the weather's gray, it's not October baseball weather by any means. Do you think we're going to see more people out there taking the afternoon off, going out there? Baseball's normally not a tailgate sport. We know because we're in Kansas City, we see it more than you would otherwise. But I wonder, it's still a weekday. It's still a Wednesday. It's the middle of a work week for a lot of people out there.
I think it just kind of depends, I think, in Kansas City a lot of times about whether or not you think that this is they're in for the short haul or the long haul. Sometimes people try to save up for their moment, you know, from a tailgate perspective, from a taking a full day off perspective. I think in the ALDS, there still tends to be the like, I'll go after work. Like, and I'll happy to know 913-586-7965. Let us know that I'll save it up. Cause if I'm going to miss work, I'm going to do it. Look at me. So I told you I had class this previous Monday. Drew just told me to cancel it. But if the Royals, just so you know, if the Royals go to the ALCS, you know what they'll do? They'll play next Monday night. If the Royals go to Game 6 of the ALCS, guess what they'll do? They'll play the Monday after that. If the Royals go to the World Series, guess the Monday after that, too. So you have to play the long game sometimes. You say, screw it. I'll work the full day. Maybe I'll knock off an hour early, right? Maybe I'll take an hour of PTO, 2 hours of PTO. But I don't think that this is the I'll give up my entire workday today. I'll give up my entire workday tomorrow. I think if you get the evening game, that's why people cared about what time the games are going to be.
Yeah.
You're happy to get to save the PTO for when you really want it. You know, a parade, a World Series game, any of the things that could still be looming.
I think you're right, though, that it might be 6 o'clock versus 7 for kids is a big thing, too. If you're now, I get it. Tickets are expensive. And so but if you're fortunate to be able to do that and you can take your kids 6 o'clock on a Wednesday, way easier to pull off than a 7 o'clock game, even though baseball games, you know, should be shorter than a football game. Even if you have postseason decision making that drags these games on a little bit more than a regular season game. But I wonder, if some people are going to take a little bit of, you know, an hour, leave office an hour early kind of thing. Someone says shutting down at 3, heading to the stadium.
That's knocking off a little early, but not crazy.
They're heading out at 12 or 12:30.
Wow, early. Well, some people want to be the first people in the building. You know that works. Also, some people have more flexible jobs than you. And, you know, like you and I got to work till at least 2. I can't be like, hey, Gold, I know it's noon today. See you later.
Yeah, actually, I want to go out there early, guys. I'm out. I just want to sit out there.
You want to enjoy the K and the ambiance quick, huh? So you're thinking, I'll just head
out.
Someone
said they have a group of 25 people. They don't have tickets to the game. They're just going to tailgate. Watch the game in the parking lot.
Is anyone going to get a ticket? What's the plan there? They just want to be a part of the atmosphere. You know this is. People sit in the parking lots for Taylor Swift concerts for the same reason. They just want to be at Kauffman Stadium to bask in what part of the moment they can afford. 25 people can buy parking. They can ride in a big vehicle together, ride in a couple vehicles together, whatever they want to do. But yeah, it's different when you want to do the other end. Again, let me know where you're going to be. 913-586-7965. I'm going to stop a couple places on my way into the building. We talked about it before. We know that there are new people listening to 96.5 The Fan, and the people who've been with us since the very beginning on this show. We'd like to meet both.
Up next, we get to the Chiefs Red half hour, though, for a little bit. Somebody's back in the driver's seat. And I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised based on the numbers, at least. We'll get to that next on Cody and Gold.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
It is the Chiefs Red Half Hour. We'll probably cheat a little bit, I'll be honest, and towards the end of this half hour, talk some Royals baseball. After all, we have our first
Hey! It's
Royals.
The Chiefs Red Half Hour.
I know.
You're not honoring it.
That's right. The Chiefs are on a bye week, okay? They're on a bye week now.
Do you know some of the things we've gotten into in the Chiefs Red Half Hour over the years?
A lot of weird stuff at times. So we'll probably squeeze in some Royals here in this half hour because we do have the Royals' first home playoff game since 2015 coming up later on today. Vern's going to join us less than an hour from now. I'll even say this. Look, I'm in a good mood. You're in a good mood. Kansas City's in a good mood today. We got playoff baseball, all this. This is going to stun you with what I'm about to say, Cody. It's going to stun you.
Okay.
In the 1 o'clock hour today, you can pick one Royals song that you've sung before. One song. Whichever one. You pick one Royals song and you can play it. It's not a new song, but any song you have in the catalog.
I have a guess.
Oh.
As to what one you're going
There's
to
There's so many choices, man.
I have a guess.
So I could play the original. You've never even heard it, Drew. I once made a song for Bobby Wood Jr. when he was making his debut.
I don't think he needs the song, though, today.
I don't think he does.
But yeah, 1 o'clock hour today.
Okay, 1 o'clock hour.
Pick a song.
Any Royal song I've ever done. This will be delightful.
Some of you on the text line will be thankful. Some are going to hate me. It's one of the two.
If you're new to here, I do songs sometimes on this show.
He does. Some are better than others. Fair to say. 913-586-7965. Let's talk a little Chiefs, though, for a second. The quarterback play across the league, we've discussed this, has been down. Offense overall has been down. Patrick Mahomes, though, is coming off maybe his best game of the season, even though he didn't have multiple touchdowns. He didn't have a single touchdown pass. And then you take a look over at the odds market, Cody. Patrick Mahomes is the biggest favorite he's been all year to win MVP, just like that. Now, I do not recommend putting a bet on him at plus 230 now that he's plus 230, but he's 230. Stroud 6-1, Lamar 6.5-1, Josh Allen's falling back to 9-1.
How is he the MVP favorite? He has six picks.
Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels is 11-1, Sam Darnold 12-1. But you said it there, six touchdowns, six picks. The stat line is not MVP worthy, This is pedigree. This is the belief that the Chiefs are going to keep winning. This is the belief that Patrick Mahomes will find a way to figure it out. It's also him coming off a game where he did look sharp, even if the touchdowns were not there. It also just speaks to C.J. Stroud didn't look great. He also just lost Nico Collins. Lamar Jackson has had some iffy performances. Josh Allen's coming off his worst performance of the season. That's why the rookie Jaden Daniels is suddenly really compelling there with the Commanders and what he can do.
If the award was through 5 weeks, I don't know why he wouldn't win it. He's been the best quarterback in the league through 5 weeks. That doesn't mean they just give you the award. I'm just saying if they canceled the rest of the season, they said name an MVP. Well, then Jaden Daniels should win it. Right, I mean, his team would be in the postseason, first place in their division, and he has had a better statistical season than any of the people that you had previously mentioned. I'm a little surprised. I am surprised that he is the front runner. I think a lot of this, though, is what we would call in stockbroking or gold, the way you do with baseball cards. This is speculating. We are taking a guess that Patrick Mahomes' touchdown to interception ratio will continue to improve. And so to go along with his 5-0 record, he's going to win the division, a requirement of winning the MVP. He's going to be a playoff team, a requirement to win the MVP. His team is going to be one of the best ones, and he's going to put up enough yardage and touchdowns, they figure, that he'll deserve to be in the mix. He also now, which he didn't have before, he now has the benefit of narrative. Narrative is, look at what he's doing with scraps. He's making Juju Smith-Schuster look good. He's making Kareem Hunt look good. He actually didn't have the narrative to begin the season.
Correct.
That was Josh Allen who had that same narrative. He now possesses that. So
100%, man.
That's what's really, I think that that's what's booing him the most. He's without his number one and number two wide receiver. So even if his stats are lower, people will forgive it because of who he's throwing to.
100%. It's a narrative-driven award. It's going to change another 10 times before we get to the end of the season. But yes, and I think Josh Allen still has the narrative on his side. The problem with them is they've lost a couple games in a row, and he hasn't played well the last 2 weeks, and so that's why he's dropped down to 9-1. But if you had a preseason Mahomes ticket, then you're obviously feeling decent. I just don't think I'd put a plus 230 bet in on Mahomes. If you just gave me $100 right now, Cody, and said, hey, make a new bet. I already had a preseason ticket on Josh Allen. If you said, hey, Gold, make a new bet on MVP.
Based on the odds you're giving.
Sam Darnold at 12-1 is who I would be making my bet on. And I know that name. You're like, oh, give me a break. It's Sam freaking Darnold.
That's what makes it easier for him to win it.
But that's exactly. And he's undefeated as well. And Kevin O'Connell is a really good head coach, much like Mahomes has Andy Reid. Sam Darnold has a great head coach and Justin Jefferson.
So a rookie's never won the MVP. So I would have a hard time if you made me put my money on somebody putting it there. I'd probably either put it on Lamar Jackson, who is 6.5-1, 7-1, somewhere in that, 6-1.
He won it last year. Some voters are going to get voted for
team. I understand. But he's got 9 touchdowns to 1 pick, and his team's going to win a ton of games. And people will view it that he won his division, and it's a difficult division, so I'll look at it that way. Wild enough, just based on the current odds, because we're talking value here as well, my second vote might be Joe Burrow. And you're like, but how? Because if they make the postseason, they might give him the award. His stats are great. 12 touchdowns, 2 picks, a gajillion yards. The only problem is the reason why I wouldn't bet Joe Burrow is you have to think they're going to make the postseason in order to bet him. And I don't think they're going to make the postseason.
Smoking on Joe Burrow.
They're not going to make the postseason is my biggest angle. If I thought they were actually making the postseason, they beat the Giants this week, maybe. Right? Because his stats do line up. Other than that, I probably just bet Lamar. What the hell am I supposed to bet? It's a wide open race, but you're not getting nearly good enough odds. You're not giving me nearly good enough to bet Mahomes. He has 6 touchdowns and 6 picks. Stats. And I'm only getting 2-1?
Yeah, it's.
I'd rather just bet the Royals on the money line tonight. What the hell are we doing? Are they the favorites tonight? I don't know what the odds are.
No, the Yankees are.
Okay. So the Royals aren't going to be a favorite a single time in this series. That's
not by much. So Yankees are -116. Royals are -102. It's close.
So
they're a dog. The total for the game is set at over under 8.
So you're just telling me right now, I can either wait all season to find out if Patrick Mahomes is going to win MVP, or I could just bet Bobby Wood Jr. to get 2+ bases and the Royals to win and I could get the same odds. I'll just take that. There's no value in it over the time I'm going to have to wait for that bet to cash.
This is why same game parlays are very popular and FanDuel loves you for that.
I'm not waiting 18 weeks for. I'm just telling you that based on the odds, that Bobby Wood Jr. one, even though, the same game parlay, that 2-leg parlay has just as good of a chance, if not better, to hit than Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP based on current odds.
And one of them, I get
the enjoyment of winning today.
Royals +1.5 on the run line, and Bobby to get 2 hits pays 246.
Do we know why walks don't count as total bases, by the way?
to pet
it just never has been a stat in baseball. It doesn't count
because it's a base on, it's called a base on balls. To me,
yeah.
I think if you walk and steal a base, I should get it. Well, they'd also lower your odds probably if they counted those things. But.
Correct, but yeah, just it's sure. Just how the stat. I get what you're saying, Drew. Yeah, but that's,
I've been burned on a total bases bet a couple of times because of that reason.
I could probably get better than plus 240 if I stack those two together. I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, I just said the Royals run line plus 1.5 and Bobby to get two hits is 248 or something.
Yeah, okay, so exactly the same as getting.
Yes, it's right around the same number.
And look, I just it's nothing against this end or to say that Patrick Mahomes can't win it. Again, the narrative is on his side. But I still think you and I talked about the couple of things that have to, you have to be a playoff team, you have to win your division. So right now, C.J. Stroud, maybe he's a better bet. I feel like he's winning his division.
Before you make that Joe Burrow bet, just give me your money, please.
I'm not going to make it.
Just give me the money. Give me your money.
I'm glad you brought that up, though.
His stats are great.
I know.
Yeah, this team is 1-4.
But now I think the narrative would help him that if they finish 10-7 and made the postseason, he might have a crack at it, is what I'm saying.
I think he has to win the division still. So he's got to...
I think there's exceptions.
He's not winning MVP.
I don't think so either.
Look,
I told you I would just put my money on Lamar. He's got the best stats with a winning team. Like, you know, what am I supposed to do?
I hear you. I just don't know. He's already won it twice in his career.
Aaron Rodgers won it 2 times in a row like 3 years ago.
Are there coach of the year odds that are...
Of course. Kevin O'Connell's the heavy favorite.
I was going to say, because I don't think... In the same year, we wouldn't see a coach of the year and an MVP from the same team. I don't know how many times that's happened or if it ever has. But if the Vikings go... 12-5 or 13-4, O'Connell's winning coach of the year. Does Darnold also win MVP? I don't know if that combination has happened very
I think it
times.
Would depend on what is Lamar, Mahomes, Josh Allen and them do. But yeah, I think has it ever happened? I don't know off the top of my head. I think you can make a case that those could go hand in hand.
Because traditionally, like, the quarterback might play well, but they give the credit to the head coach as to why a lot of the times it seems like when a team overachieves, I guess, expectations sometimes.
Sometimes when I look up like the updated odds for Coach of the Year, and I'm like, are we even?
Oh, Harbaugh and Lamar, to answer your question. Harbaugh won Coach of the Year in 2019. Lamar Jackson won MVP in 2019. Yeah.
So not that long ago.
Also, Brady and Belichick, 07, 2010. Actually, there's way more. It's happened 12 times.
Really?
The amount of people ahead of Andy Reid for Coach of the Year still offends me. These are the people who currently have better odds to win Coach of the Year than Andy Reid, who is dealing with the same things we just talked about with the Mahomes narrative. His number one and two wide receivers and his number one running back are missing. Kevin O'Connell deserves it. He would be the Coach of the Year if I voted for it right now. Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. So it's,
because his team is in first place. All right, yeah. I understand.
I'm only smiling on that one. There's on our weekend betting show that I do for BetQL preseason. He was 22-1 at one point in time. And I was like, I get that's a long shot. I'm like, but this can make sense because the expectation is so low that if he wins 9 games in DC with a rookie quarterback, he could win Coach of the Year. That was before Kevin O'Connell decided to start 5-0 with the Minnesota Vikings. But I actually talked about it and have a bet on Dan Quinn from beginning of the season at 22-1.
Sean Payton, because his team has won 3 games in a row that includes wins against like the Patriots and the Raiders. Ooh, he's really doing it now. Watch out, Sean Payton. Mike McDonald, Raheem Morris, Jim Harbaugh, D'Amico Ryans, Mike Tomlin all have better odds.
Did you see, by the way, Bo Nix get at Sean Payton? They were going after it a little bit on the sideline. Like, Bo Nix was yelling at Sean Payton.
I don't, like, people are applauding the Broncos because they've won 3 games. I mean, do you see who they've beaten? They're not good. Bo Nix isn't good.
They did score 34 points, which is better than, like, 10 or whatever they did when they beat the Jets.
Yeah, I mean.
But yes.
But beating the Jets, is that like an... Like,
evidently, it's not that big of a deal.
He threw for 60 yards. I'm just going to tell you, Bo Nix and that win against the Jets threw for 60 yards. 6-0. Not a one in front of it. 60-0. You know, like, you know, like, yeah, I guess they've won some games. They have beaten the Raiders and the Jets each of the last 2 weeks. They have played maybe the softest schedule in the league. Well, I don't know. I guess
Seattle's played a pretty soft one, too.
Seattle's starting to get a little more exposed now because of that. Yeah, I mean, the Patriots was an overtime win on a field goal or whatever. Yeah, you mentioned the Giants just now. Like, yeah,
the Giants scored 29 points against them. Almost scored 30.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Cody, if the Giants beat the Bengals, I think I will come on the show and I will say,
oh boy,
there's no hope.
Okay.
I think
good. I think you don't have a choice, dude.
That's what it would take.
I think that's if they lose again this weekend and Daniel Jones has 300 yards passing and they win,
I got to be honest,
I will come on the show and say, yeah, I think the season's over.
You don't have a choice. Like, I mean, you just don't have a choice. That's the end of the road.
I mean, I'd argue you should already be there, but I don't know how you would defend a 1-5 start and say they're fine at that.
And they've lost to the Patriots, the Commanders,
the Giants.
I mean, look,
the Commanders, at least that loss looks a little better now, but like,
sure.
Woof. I mean, if you lose to those teams.
If Daniel Jones throws 300 yards, I'm going to be disgusted. But
did you lose to a team that's already made a quarterback change?
Watching the defense play, you know what? All options are open. Who knows?
Yeah. Patriots have already named their starting quarterback Drake May.
That's right. I'm excited to see what he can do. He's playing the Texans. I'm excited to see what Drake May does.
Right, who's your guess? I want you to make a guess on which Chiefs players you think are at the Royals game tonight. Patrick Mahomes,
we know it's his bet.
He said that like him and Brittany had vacation plans.
I think it's like 100% though that he's there. I really do. I think he'll be there tonight.
Travis?
No.
Okay. Who's the other?
I think he's on it. I think he's with Taylor in Florida, isn't he? Anyway.
Chris Jones?
I'll go Mahomes. Somebody from the wide receiver room.
I think Xavier Worthy might be there.
You know, but is Texas, where's Texas college football? What's going on this week for them? Red River Shootout, whatever they call it these days.
I know that's Saturday. Xavier, maybe they might show up to that one, the both of them.
I'll go Juju Smith-Schuster, actually, with Mahomes.
That's a good one.
And I'll go ahead and say that Kareem Hunt, Juju, and Mahomes are three players there tonight.
I like your pick. I think Mahomes. I like your pick of Juju, but I'm going to go off Kareem Hunt, and I'm going to tell you it's Mecole Hardman. Mecole Hardman will be the third Chiefs player you see at the game. Super Bowl winning catch, playoff football. I think Mecole Hardman, and look, this is not a bad thing. I also like this. I think Mecole Hardman likes to be seen. I think he likes, come on. Some people like that, but I don't think Creed Humphrey likes to be seen. I don't think Creed Humphrey's like, oh, please. But I think Mecole likes to be seen. So, you know.
Drew Tranquil is a good guess. Drew Tranquil is a really good guess. I could see that. He's Kansas City. He was wearing a Royals powder blue jersey into the game.
Yeah. He's wearing a Bo Jackson jersey?
I think it was Bo. I'm not 100%. Okay. Tranquil is a really good guess of who could be at the K tonight.
Doesn't Justin Reed go around to a lot of events in the city? I think because Justin Reed was at the race with Xavier Worthy, the NASCAR race. I don't know if Justin Reed would be a guy that would go to a Royals game. Maybe he pops up.
I would say Tranquil's like a 90% chance.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that one, but that's a good answer.
So you're
he
saying
loves KC. Mahomes, he might just be a lifer.
Mahomes, Tranquil, Kareem Hunt, and what was that?
My iPhone thought that.
Who's talking back there? Who are you talking to? Someone on speakerphone?
Do you have a male voice for your Siri?
I have an Australian male voice for my Siri.
Like, I don't mean to get sidetracked here for a minute, but I thought we all just kept the Siri voice. Do you ever change that? I've never changed that.
I don't know how.
You have a male Aussie?
Yeah.
As your Siri voice?
Hey, Siri. Not going to do anything now.
I mean, mine's just the
Siri's
the
under pressure. Not going to do anything.
Mine's just the normal ladies. Same.
Hey, Siri. How many Super Bowls does Patrick Mahomes have?
Patrick Mahomes has won 3 Super Bowls. Super Bowl.
What is it?
Super Bowl. You like the Australian accent?
Well, I think
okay, all right.
I don't need that every time I'm asking Siri to do something for me.
Andy Reid being there?
Ooh, yeah.
I could definitely see that.
I think he's tomorrow. I think Andy's a tomorrow guy.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like he'll show up. He likes to spread it out.
So who's throwing out the first pitch tonight?
Sherman?
Really?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
JJ?
No.
They never have the GM do it. Sherman? Bo? Brett?
Brett. It's George. Come on. George.
I mean, just George, like, Brett. If you're going to make me guess, it's someone.
Or do you have someone from the 14 or 15 team here? You know, Eric Hosmer, who, by the way, will be on the drive this afternoon.
And will be at the game, obviously.
Maybe so. Haas? Brett and Haas make a ton of sense.
I actually think give me Locaine or something. Now, the problem is,
I don't think he's in town, though. I know Hosmer's in town. Like, we know that for a fact.
I didn't realize how many different people, by the way, between Twitch and YouTube and the people on the stream and the text line, there are a lot of people who changed their voices, Siri.
The Australian accent is great. I just thought you'd have a female Australian accent.
No, I've got the male accent.
Someone says that Aussie accent, Drew, sounds like you got a fetish to me, just saying.
There's something about the Scottish and the Aussie.
Someone said accent, you just caused my Siri to go off. I'm sorry.
I don't know what we were talking. I don't think anything sounded like, hey, Siri, or...
Apparently.
I guess.
Be careful saying it now, because now it's going to start trying to find you.
Thanks, guys. My Siri is going off now. You're welcome. It's like, hey, we could, hey Siri, hey Alexa, what else?
I just go with the normal. Yeah, it just depends. Let's
just go through all of them.
We got to be careful.
Sorry, my bad.
We're screwing up everyone's speakers.
That's right. My bad. I'm sorry.
We're messing everybody's life up. We need to avoid doing that. What is the proper amount of time to get to like, because like when you're talking about the game, how early do you think is too early to go to the game?
6:08 first pitch. Let's take work out of the equation for a second, because obviously some people just simply can't leave till after 5 o'clock. Fully understand that. So you're going to be hustling after work to get there by first pitch. Let's just act like everybody has the same opportunity to get there early in this hypothetical. I would say to me, get there 4:30, 4:45.
Okay. I mean, they want you in your seats by 5:40. Yeah, so
that's what I would be doing. I'll just tell you, even for us from a media perspective, I'm hoping to get there around 4 o'clock today. That's my plan. The goal is 4. We'll see if I make that time.
Feels about right. I still think you should just give your tickets to Drew and let him experience Kauffman Stadium for the first time.
I'll sell them to Drew.
You'll sell? But that's a lot of money.
And an even bigger discount. But
you get Drew a raise in the break, too? You get him a little pay bump? A little bonus?
That would be nice. I'm looking forward to watching the game from home, to seeing the aesthetic. Somebody said Drew probably doesn't think that Kauffman is going to have a vibe. I am excited.
He's happy they're handing out rally towels. Drew's going to be thrilled.
I am excited to see what it looks like on TV and how it sounds on TV. I'm going to have the volume cranked up. I'm really excited to watch the game on TV. Yes.
I hope. Some people have been saying that the TBS broadcast, and look, you should just be listening to Denny and Ryan and Jake on 96.5 The Fan, but that the TV broadcast, TBS versus Fox, this game's on TBS. Fox has allowed the crowd noise to be
You're right.
TBS
seems to be
has toned
it
down. And I know San Diego, I'm not saying San Diego wasn't crazy last night. It definitely was. I'm just saying that if you watch the Yankee Stadium broadcast, even after the Jazz Chisholm homer, where on visually you could see the crowd was going nuts, the audio didn't like really match that. And so the K I know is going to be nuts tonight. But if you're watching on the broadcast and you're like, man, the crowd doesn't seem that loud, listen to the Fox broadcast and TBS broadcast difference from other games. And TBS, for whatever reason, has been toning down the crowd noise. I don't know why they're doing that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I would be the one to see on TV and not notice it and enough and just be like, man, it doesn't sound as loud at Kauffman. I wish that they would, because crowd noise makes something, you know, it makes it exciting. Like when you hear the Chiefs doing the tomahawk chop and everything like that, it's exciting.
Text line seems to two people's sources, Alex Gordon, first pitch. Okay. Could be. We know he's in town.
Again, somebody who played in the 14 and 15 playoffs feels like the logical choice for the first pitch. And Alex Gordon does live in town, so why not?
Yeah, that's right. And I'll be asking about where the station is going to be at. So Carrington will be broadcasting live outside Gate D starting at 2. Cody and I will be there hopefully around 4 o'clock or something like that. And if you've got a tailgate or something, some of you text in, we might stop by, say hello. Who knows? Maybe we'll even have an extra T-shirt in our back pocket. You never know.
Take some of these, the ones we handed out, shove a few in the car.
Another T-shirt, too. We got a few.
Just chuck them at people as we're walking, and they don't even ask for them.
Throw them at people.
Slugger style. I'd actually like to, you know, we should have a Cody and Gold T-shirt cannon. I don't know why we haven't.
Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
That investment yet.
Sounds like
like up close shooting into somebody that actually
definitely
is a cool idea.
Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah. Would be cool, though, man. Cody and Gold logo on the side of a T-shirt gun.
Oh, it would. It'd be neat. Just firing off the T-shirt cannon would be a lot of fun. All right, up next, let's get to what's trending, and then right back into the Royals being in control, do we agree, of this series? That's next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.